Zephyr Teachout. Zephyr was just talking about the fact that the conference is incredibly upbeat.
Which I guess it's supposed to be. No, what we were talking about is that one of the memes in the morning was what the kids today will think. And the kids today may come back and look at us as if we're crazy, but I'm sort of with Jamie about maybe the kids today are going to grow up in an environment completely suffused with porn and video games, and maybe that's not going to happen, but it's actually going to, this is not a naturally unfolding, wonderful world. This is a world that we actually have to shape in a public way, in a way that we want. So the Minnesota Public Radio got love. You know, there's an aggressive view of what publicness is, which is wonderful, but that's against a backdrop of the internet providing all kinds of opportunities. A lot of those opportunities are porn and gaming. So that's all.
Do you think it's a form of escapism? Like, we can just say the kids will get us there and we'll try something in the meantime?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was on a great panel the other day. Just this local business leaders in Burlington, Vermont. A local blogger and journalist, Kathy Resmer, was urging the business leaders to all get MySpace accounts, which I thought was a great idea. You know, as opposed to, well, the kids are figuring out this crazy new world, it's not just business and community leaders. It's, we have a responsibility as adults to frame the world in a way that's going to be productive for children. We can't just sort of leave the difficult questions of what is free speech online, what kinds of content are appropriate online, to MySpace and
so the difference might be
Facebook.
That older people are just assuming they can or they don't have to use those technologies, but they'll be more current if they do.
Yes.
Whereas for kids, it's more like, that's just how things are, so they use them.
Yeah, but
difference.
We need a sense of publicness inside the communities that are already building. That's what I think.